We talked in the 10 o'clock hour about some comments Rob Manfred had at the MLB game that was played in Williamsport at the Little League World Series. And he had some fun things to say. You know, he talked about Padres and Dodgers potentially being on the same level as Red Sox and Yankees. Mm-hmm. He talked realignment and expansion and how realignment in general might make a better thing for the players, the TV product, etc., which then kind of led to the New York Post creating their own The Future of Baseball map, which, I mean, a bunch of us were talking about outside before the show.
That was a bullpen session for sure.
Yeah, where it kind of splits them into four divisions, an Eastern and a Western conference, and it redistributed them all as locality, mm-hmm. okay? So, for example, on the West Coast, down south in the Western Conference, you had the San Francisco Giants, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the San Diego Padres, and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
You almost said Anaheim.
I know, I did. Know. Your Western Conference, like, Central or South Division, mm-hmm. Middle Division, whatever you want to call it, the Rockies, the Royals, Texas, and the Astros. Mm-hmm. You see where I'm going with this.
Regionality. Oh, my God. It makes sense.
The interesting ones were the South for the Eastern Conference had Miami, Tampa, Atlanta, and Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
The Post kind of just assumed Nashville would be a spot.
Of all the expansion, doesn't Nashville feel like the most likely?
It does. It does to me.
Everybody keeps pushing Charlotte, Carolina, and I'm just like,
I don't know if they're ready.
Nashville seems like it's, and for those that don't know, Nashville's one of the like fastest growing cities in the country. Of other major cities, it is booming.
I would tell you what, though. I would hate to play baseball in Nashville in the summer.
It's humid.
It's very humid.
But it's beautiful.
And then the West Coast, not in the southern, but kind of like Pacific Northwest down through the central, looks kind of like a banana. Has the Arizona Diamondbacks, mm-hmm. the Las Vegas A's, mm-hmm. the Seattle Mariners, and a Portland team.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have the New York Post, who are very up and in on baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just love reading that, seeing what the back page cover is to see how they're going to talk trash about the Mets or the Yankees.
Yes, which, like, they're going to have some juice from today.
Like, when they called Devin Williams Robin Williams when he was blowing saves, I was like, whoever made that, we're buying beers for you.
Headline masters.
Yeah, yeah. Shots on me at mm-hmm. the bar. Let's go. So I trust them in their kind of baseball theocracy. They have Portland as an expansion team. And Rob Manfred said that he wants to get two more teams done before he retires in 2029.
And it's not two East teams. You're not going to get Charlotte and Nashville. Because you can't stick more teams in the East. The whole point
Or the Expos, although I would love the Expos to come back.
But the whole idea is, like, the regionality is in putting at least one more team in the West because of how much land is in between. And Seattle is dealing with the same thing that Portland is dealing with on the NBA side of things, where they don't have a regional rival anywhere close.
Right.
And you could
look, Seattle's closest rival. I mean, yeah, I always ask this question. Is it easier to get to Colorado or San Francisco? Probably San Francisco.
Yes.
But that's three states away.
So it's like, if you want to say Salt Lake is better prepared for baseball, fine. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you because it looks like they are. Now, could Portland jump into that race and be neck and neck with them? Sure, but we got to find the money and who the owner is going to be because we know that situation and what it's going to be in Utah. They've got out in front of that.
Yep. The church got Dallas.
But Portland makes sense from a regionality standpoint because then you'd have Las Vegas and Arizona right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Portland, Seattle right next to each other.
And that would be the division. That would be cool. I mean, in theory, for this New York Post article,
but I mean, like,
thought process.
Just looking at that, it takes Seattle's geographic isolation down significantly.
Mm-hmm. Am I just... If you ever listen to Hot Corner with me and Joe Fisher, we used to do it on Tuesday nights, and we were always talking baseball. And people would ask me on the streets and such, like, you know, my friends who know I love baseball and know I do radio, they're like, dude, right? Team in Portland, right? And I was always kind of like, honestly, the more and more I think about it, the more and more time goes on, I am getting more negative and negative thoughts of just it not happening. And I don't know if that's me being doom and gloom, or I like to think that's me being realistic. God, every single time one of these things pop up, I'm like, hook, line, sinker again. I'm like a child, you know? It's like, you can pull, I'm Charlie Brown with the football. Like, I'm no longer going to go kick the football. That's where I am when it comes to Portland getting a baseball team.
I mean,
but after I saw this map, I'm kind of like, all right, line the football up. I'll take a crack at this.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if you, like, we talk to people that are that work with PDX Diamond Project, and you can take what they say at face value and those discussions and what you believe and don't believe. I am not doom and gloom about it, but I'm also not like baseball's like it's happening.
But, oh yeah, I'm not there.
No, but do I think that there's a real chance? Yes. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Especially if Dundon gets involved and they come together to have a sports metroplex.
Yeah, dude. If Dundon has quick early success in Portland, whether it be on the court or developing the area and seeing what he's going to do with Moda or without Moda.
He's not buying that franchise without having discussions.
Right,
already.
Right. I would like Merritt Paulson to get out of owning the Timbers and bring an adult into the room. That would be great. And then I think if you have Dundon and a new owner of the Timbers, I think that creates a stronger infrastructure, because I think that's the biggest fear when you're talking about Charlotte and you're talking about Nashville, you're talking about Salt Lake and you're talking about Portland. Hell, I'll even throw Montreal in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is are these markets big enough to sustain another team from a big league? You know how some cities, some of the smaller cities, they can only have one or two. Like, I can't imagine Minneapolis is thriving having three.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is that market bigger than ours?
I believe so, but it's also, like, with Portland.
It just feels, like, thin. It feels a little thin.
I look, Timbers fans, I love you guys.
I mean, they got four. They got all four. But, and an MLS team.
But
I'm probably wrong on
Timbers
that.
Fans are different from, or soccer fans are different from every other sports fan.
True, true, true. Like, so we can take them out. But I just mean the infrastructure would be there, though.
Yeah,
of sports,
but it's two
and where
it's
to go.
Two different seasons.
MLS and baseball.
Oh, no. I'm talking baseball and basketball. I mean, that's the two separate things. There's not a
Fair.
Ton of baseball soccer fans. You're weird. Again, I like them both, but like as far as like the people that are going to go there every day.
Yeah.
I watch Timbers matches. I literally worked a block from the stadium at NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to a Timbers game.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's not because I didn't want to. It was just because it's never
fun.
Well, it's never just front of mind.
Mm-hmm.
If the baseball team is here, you better believe that I get off air, I'm going down to a baseball game.
Oh, dude, if there was a 1:15 first pitch, like a random day game?
You don't think that there's going to be any of those? There's going to be a ton of those. But also, this is an outdoor city. Like, people want to be outside.
That is true. That is true.
And in the summer games here would be unreal. There wouldn't be many places in the country you'd rather play summer baseball than here.
That's true, man. I think the weather's very kind to you. We're seeing it. It's not raining as much. Yeah, dude. I like the way you put that. Portland is an outside town. It really is.
There's just no, like, again, we're not building 70,000 seat stadiums anymore.
No,
30
no.
at most, 34.
Oh, dude, I'd love a 25,000 seat stadium.
And I guarantee that place would pack out.
Yeah.
Guarantee that place
I
would pack out.
I guarantee it too.
And it's the opposite season of the Blazers. Mm-hmm. This team could hold two big four sports teams. Two. Now, if an NFL team moved here, would it succeed? Yes. Why? Because it's the NFL.
Yeah, the NFL. You could put the NFL on Mars and people would travel.
Do I think an NHL team would work here?
I think so. I think it would take some work.
But baseball, unabashedly.
Unabashedly.
Unabashedly, yeah. It would work here.
Yeah.
I would love to see it. From a selfish standpoint, for us at the station, it would be great for us.
Oh, without a doubt.
But, I mean,
I might quit this job and go there, baby.
I mean, just the idea.
Nah, I love this job.
But the idea of having that?
Yeah.
I mean, and then again, the regionality, and if Seattle gets their NBA team back, then you have the NBA, MLB rivalries. Like, there's just something there.